Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, China is the most populous country in the world. They just announced a significant increase in their military budget, and this is raising questions as to why. What purpose will a strengthened Chinese military serve? Approximately $132 billion. That's what China is slated to spend on its military this year. That's over 12% more than in 2013. There is a simple explanation why China is strengthening its military. It reflects the nation's increased power. It is an expression of its becoming richer and more confident to act on the world stage. So what does China want from the rest of the world? Well, first of all, it wants to keep trading. Keep those sea lanes open. A bigger, more powerful navy could help with that. But that's also in the interest of the United States. And the United States Navy is very powerful, so no problem here, at least right now. But China would also like it if Taiwan was reunited with the mainland. Taiwan, or the Republic of China, is where the losers of the Chinese Civil War went in 1949. It's a constitutional republic, has approximately 23 million people and a strong economy. The relationship with the mainland is the major political issue. Now, China could gain a lot by reunification, as political scientist John J. Mersheimer wrote recently. These are his words. First, Beijing would absorb Taiwan's economic and military resources, thus shifting the balance of power in Asia even further in China's direction. Second, Taiwan is effectively a giant aircraft carrier sitting off China's coast. Acquiring that aircraft carrier would enhance China's ability to project military power into the Western Pacific Ocean. But would China try to reunite Taiwan by force? Not today, but maybe in the future. And a stronger military could help make that happen. Now, China also has a dispute with Japan over five islands and three rocks in the Pacific Ocean. These are known to Japanese as the Senkaku Islands, to mainland Chinese as Diyo Islands. To make things even more complicated, Taiwan also claims the islands as theirs. Now, things have gotten tense over the last few years. Three islands were nationalized by Japan in 2012. There were forays of Chinese vessels around the area in 2012 and 2013. Last fall, China declared an air defense identification zone. The area includes the East China Sea, and coincidentally, the Senkaku Islands are in the East China Sea. Japanese F-15s were scrambled in December 2012 in response to China sending a government airplane to the area, and any Chinese drones that ignore warnings from Japan about invading its airspace, well, they could be shot down. Figuring out the intentions of military buildups is tricky. Why? Because there are sometimes contradictory intentions. Moreover, the fluidity of politics means that whatever intentions are seemingly dominant at the time may not be dominant in the future. I hope that China's territorial disputes will not be settled by force. That is in no country's long-term interest. What I fear is a possible Ukraine effect. Namely, that if Putin is perceived to be allowed to get away with his actions in Ukraine, then that will embolden Chinese nationalist forces to change facts on the ground by military action. I say to China, the answer to all of your country's problems will not be solved by an aggressive military move. Just ask the United States about Iraq. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values. It is now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.